Montserrat's volcano rumbles back to life. Authorities assess whether evacuees will have to stay away. Guyana's Chetty Jagan calls for an expansion of the Association of Caribbean States, and a who's who of cricketing greats descend on Jamaica. We hear from former captain Viv Richards. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Scientists and the authorities in Montserrat were today assessing the status of the Soufre Hills volcano to determine whether some of the residents evacuated last night can be allowed to return home. The volcano rumbled back to life with one of its most powerful eruptions, forcing the evacuation of an estimated 2,000 people. Governor Frank Savage says the 12-hour period during which a blanket of ash was dumped on the capital was the most intensive period of volcanic activity since the crisis began over a year ago. Earlier today, we spoke to Governor Savage about the situation in Montserrat, and we'll hear from him a little later on in the program. Throughout the day yesterday, rocks from the volcano fell continuously across the southern area of Montserrat. The experts say the activity exposed a ridge of gas leading to last night's explosion. Up to 7 houses were set on fire and other properties were damaged by falling rocks. Most residents south of the Belem River were evacuated last night. Carol Orr saw the reaction of residents further north of the island in Salem and St. John's.